our medical staff does such a great job. And, you know, we have a staff meeting every single morning, that Flea obviously comes to. And, I don't know what day it was early. It was either Monday or Tuesday. You know, Flea was really excited where Whitney was, but to be honest with you, I didn't think that I would think that would be, you know, next week. You know, now it was pretty limited, but Whitney was in, you know, we practiced in pads today. So Whitney was out on the practice field in pads today. So it was, I mean, the Whitney, I don't know how well you guys have gotten to know him. But you talk about a pro and just an incredible leader, just an incredible guy. And he's been saying since, you know, the night that he got hurt, he's like, I'm going to be back. I'm coming back. I promise you I'm coming back. So, he's worked his tail off to get to where he's at. But to answer your original question, yes, I was completely surprised that it was, you know, as early as today, but it was great to have him out there.
If I could just follow up real quick, where can he help you?
Well, first and foremost, you know, at that position, at the outside linebacker, you know, defensive end position, you know, you have a nice healthy rotation. And when not having a Za'Darius all year, you know, that's affected. That put a lot of pressure on, you know, Rashawn and Preston. We had guys that, you know, filled in and did a great job. When we got Whitney, not only were we getting a guy to, you know, to roll in there, we were getting a guy that, you know, he's played at a Pro Bowl level before in his career. So now, you know, moving into, you know, the playoffs, having the ability not only to have still Rashawn and Preston, but to have a Z in the rotation, to have potentially Whitney in the rotation. It just gives you, you know, fresh rushers, fresh, violent guys on the edge. And as I've told you guys, you can't have enough of those guys.